We are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. Be sure and join us each and every Friday night from 8 to 10 Eastern Time. I'm your host, Elissa Walker-Campbell. Always love connecting with all of our listening audience across the country. You can check us out at Twitter, at eRadioSports, and we're going to continue our conversation with Andy Pondillo, our weekly MLB news and notes. Let's talk some more about the Houston Astros. I mentioned Andy, Brian McTaggart, the Astros beat writer for MLB.com. He was on with us in hour number one, and we were highlighting Tyler White, named the AL Player of the Week. He is such a feel-good story. I bet you just predicted and knew that he was going to come out just so hot.
No, not at all. I didn't think Tyler White was making the team this year. John Singleton,
wow.
It was his position to win at first base. Singleton flushed it away in spring training and might be flushing away his major league career so far. A former top prospect of the Astros, a major trade the Astros made for Hunter Pence, and he was supposed to at one time be the first baseman of the future. Things change. Tyler White has A.J. Reed breathing right down under his neck down at AAA, and A.J. Reed is now supposed to be the first baseman of the future. But Tyler White trying to rewrite everything. Nobody could have predicted this, but all Tyler White has done is hit, is what they say down in the minor leagues. He's put up 400 on-base averages. He's banged over right around 100 RBI per year down the minors, and everything that he's done to this point has been productive, and it's really impressive when you find a guy drafted in the 33rd round. Wow. That's not supposed to, you know, that's a filler round. That's just filling out minor league rosters is when you're drafting that low. A guy that makes it to the major leagues, you know, this is something that has a Disney movie written all over it if he continues his major league career.
Right, and he was a walk-on at Western Carolina University, and the type of numbers that he's posting, 13 hits for 25 at-bats, I mean, like you're talking about, I mean, he is fearless and not intimidated at all.
No, not at all, and maybe that's that underdog mentality is that, you know, he's had to prove himself so many times over and over and over again that, you know, what's different at the major league level? He's had to do that in college. He's had to do that in the minors. He's been able to scrape by and do what he's done. And he really doesn't have – a lot of it has to do with the intangibles. He doesn't necessarily have that great arm. He doesn't have that quick cat-like reflexes on defense. He doesn't have 40 home run power. Not to this point. We've seen a guy named Jeff Bagwell come to Houston, a guy that hit four home runs in a minor
league
season.
One of the most feared sluggers.
But he was not a guy that was viewed as a power threat when he came to the majors. And sometimes these guys just develop later. That's also just, you know, being a man. Some guys, for whatever reason, they develop in their mid-20s. Others develop when they're 17. It's so hard to figure out what a major league player is going to be. Generally, though, a 33rd round guy, you don't expect this type of production. So maybe the Astros here have hit the lottery. It's still so early to tell. There's a lot of hitters who look really good for 25, 30, 40 at-bats. And then once you have 600 at-bats for a season, all of a sudden their numbers don't look so special anymore. So let's see if he can continue to do what he's doing, but you have to be excited.
And Tyler's deceptive, too, because he's kind of small in stature. I mean, he's not an imposing guy, right?
He's not a tall guy. He's a big guy, though.
Okay,
he has
a big
build to him. He should have a lot of power in that body if he knows how to transfer his weight properly. He actually was a guy that, I think the Astros probably wanted to lose some weight at one point just to buff himself up a little bit. A.J. Reed, the same thing down at the minors. And, you know, White looks good. He's got himself in the right type of shape to play first base. He's got obviously a ton of power from what we've seen so far, whether he showed it in the minors or not. It seems like a guy that just is trending in the right direction right now.
Okay, we're talking about the Houston Astros. The Big E has even broke out. I went to a fan shop and I bought a Houston Astros t-shirt. Aren't you proud of me?
Well, that's some good fan support. Hopefully it's not some sort of jinx right now.
Oh, I always bring the good luck charm, right? Okay, so talk to me some more about Dallas Keuchel. How has he looked early on?
His control has been messy early on. It's early in the season. He's walked a lot of guys, but to his credit, he's Dallas Keuchel. He finds a way to battle. He battled through both of his starts. He didn't get lit up. He gave up two runs. He gave up three runs. You know, Keuchel is going to be a guy that keeps you in the game no matter what. Even on his worst day is going to be a good day for a lot of other pitchers. I'm not very concerned. You know, it's hard to expect him to do what he did last year. I think he's a very good pitcher. I think he's a top five pitcher in Major League Baseball. I think he will stay there. But to put together the year he did last year, you can only literally can probably have two bad starts the entire season, and that's going to be a hard act to follow for Keuchel in 2016, regardless of how good he is.
You know, we highlight Dallas Keuchel, but talk to me about the Astros bullpen. How does it look to you at this point? Because that was one of the key points of emphasis coming into the 2016 season.
Ken Giles has struggled mightily so far. It seems like they're seeing his fastball very well, which is kind of surprising to me that we've seen three home runs go out on his fastball. I think that maybe he's tipping his pitch somewhere. That's my best guess. Or maybe it's just a little flat. Maybe Giles just needs to get a few outings where he's not putting in the line of fire, maybe coming in a mop-up game, something like that, just to get him some work, get his confidence back up. Bullpen did take some lumps right at the onset of the season. Lately, he's been pretty strong. It's not something I'm overly concerned about right now. There's nothing really on the Astros I'm overly concerned about. They played a bad series in Milwaukee. The Yankees series was versus a good Yankees team in very cold weather. You would have liked to have won it. They didn't win it. And then now playing the Royals. Those are two tough series. The real miss was the Milwaukee series, where pretty much everything was just sloppy play. You're going to have those.
Okay, Andy Pondillo with us. Just a few more minutes tonight with our weekly MLB news and notes. Again, connect with our audience. Tell them where they can go and check out. And what do you have posted on your podcast and on your website?
Well, we just got some Astro stuff going up right now. You can always catch my writing, ESPN975.com,
nice.
Podcast Astro Chat. So, what you hear now, it's just going to be about 30 minutes of it instead of 10. So it goes really in-depth.
Absolutely. Okay, so talk to me about, too, let's just shift gears here. The Twins and the Braves, they got off to a pretty poor start.
Yeah, the Twins, very surprising to see them lose this many games. They were a surprising team last year. They didn't make the postseason, but they had a strong year. It looked like a year where they were trending in the right direction. They have some very good young talent over there. I don't know. It's just one of those things. We talk about teams playing poorly. That's not what you want to do. It's okay to come out of the gate and maybe have some bad luck. Maybe you aren't firing on all cylinders and you don't start well, but you sure don't want to start, by losing eight games right off the bat, because that's going to already put you in a hole, and it takes a little while to make that up. The Braves, this is what we expected. We expected them to be terrible this year. I think it's in their best interest, whether the players want to do it or not, is to lose as many games as they can to get another high draft pick.
Are Brave fans willing to be patient?
I think they already have a new stadium coming next year.
They're...
So it's going to be a ghost town and a spring training field this year, probably, with attendance. The Cubs did it. Astros did it. Royals did it. Pirates did it. A lot of these teams have to do it. If you do it right, you don't have to be the laughingstock of baseball for very long. You just have to do it right.
Okay, my final question for our very own Andy Pondillo tonight at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. The Diamondback, the Arizona Diamondbacks, they have new uniforms. You were talking to me earlier that their road uniforms may be the worst in the history of baseball.
I don't know what's going on.
Okay, why?
They have their color scheme. They got gray, teal, black, and red all together.
Oh, my.
Yeah, this is all over the place. I know the Diamondbacks, they don't draw the best over there. I know they
That's
get Zach Greinke. They're trying to spruce things up a little bit. Whoever thought of that color combination, I don't know what they were doing. They might have been drinking when they designed these uniforms.
Under the influence, yep.
That's my only excuse.
Okay, each and every week, join us. Andy Pondillo will be with us, getting you up to date with the very latest in the 2016 MLB news and notes. Thank you, Andy.
No problem.
Stick around. Much more straight ahead.